Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Gimel and Parak Dalad Mishnah Dalad as we continue to discuss the case of the androgynous of the individual who has both male and female body parts. We discussed previously how he's like a male, and now we're going to discuss in this Mishnah how he's like a female as well. It says the Mishnah, Parak Dalad Mishnah Gimel, Shavel Anashim. Kate said, how is an androgynous like a woman? So number one, metame ba'odem kanashim. That just like a woman becomes tame with a red discharge of blood from her, so too an androgynous who has a red discharge of blood from her, or from him, whatever, however you want to describe him. But an androgynous would also become tame tumas nida, would apply to an androgynous as well. Continuing in the mission of Enom, misiyachin im ha'anashim kanashim, that just like women, he may not be alone with men. We learned in the previous mission that just like a man, he cannot be alone with women. So we see that he can't be alone with a male because he might be a female. He can't be alone with a female because he might be a male. Continuing in the mission of Enom, zokek le'yibam kanashim, the halacha is that if a married man dies without any children, so and he leaves a brother, so the halacha is that he has to perform yibum in order to continue his name, his legacy, his family name. So he would or to marry the the wife of the man who passed away, would marry the brother of the person that she was married to. And that's called yibum. When she marries the brother, they have no children together. They marry the brother of the husband who passed away in order to ultimately create a situation of continuing the legacy and the name of the person who died. If she does not want to marry him, which is also an option, then she performs chalitza, spits in a shoe. It's a whole process that we will learn about later. But that's halacha of yibum and chalitza. Our mission is teaching us that just like women, if the man dies without children and has a sister, so certainly we're not going to make his wife marry her. So too, an androgynous has that status of a woman in this regard as well. That like women, he would not cause yibum. He would not require chalitza to happen. The androgynous would be like a sister, would be like a woman in this case who is related to the brother who died. Continuing in the mission of Eino Cholek im Habanim, like women, he does not share a share of his father's Yerusha with his father's sons. We learned previously that he's like a male in the sense that he does not receive the extra support like women do. But here we see the opposite issue as well. It's sort of like you don't get either. He also doesn't get Yerusha, any inheritance, with the sons as well. And just like women, he does not receive a share of the various parts of the karbanos when they would be divided amongst the various male kohanim, various parts of the karbanos and the various karbanos, like a karban chatos, for example, or a karban asham, would be eaten only by male kohanim. There are also some parts of various karbanos, parts of the karban pesach, most of the karban shlamim, that would be eaten by the owner of that karban and his guests, even if they are not kohanim. However, there's also a third type of various karbanos, which are really the breast and the thigh of a karban shlam and so on, which would be distributed in the Beis HaMikdash to male kohanim. Certainly they can give them to their daughters and to their wives, and certainly an androgynous could partake in that. However, an androgynous would not be part of the kohanim, the male kohanim, receiving these various parts in the Beis HaMikdash. We only give them the full-fledged male kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing in the Mishnah, pasul lekol edus betorah kanashim, just like women, an androgynous is disqualified from all forms of edus, all forms of testimony, that he can testify in any case where we require two men. There are cases, for example, ed echad eman b'isur, any isurim, any issues of kashrus or anything like that, if something's kosher or not. We do rely on women, and therefore we certainly rely on androgynous as well. But anything that would require two men, we do not rely on an androgynous for that. Continuing in the mission of Eino Nival Ba'avera Kanashim, like women, he cannot have relations with a man who is forbidden to him, meaning one of the androgynous is forbidden male relatives. The halacha is that the Torah doesn't allow any sort of relations between any close relatives, obviously a brother, a sister, a parent, a child, and so on, a grandparent and grandchild, etc. It also prohibits any sort of relationship between certain types of other people, right? A man and a married woman, a regular Jew, and a mamzer, and so on. So we're saying here as well that an androgynous may not have relations with a man if that man would be prohibited to the androgynous, where the androgynous is a woman. So that's halacha in terms of that. Continuing in the Mishnah, pasul min hakahuna kanashim. That is like women, if an androgynous who is a kohen has relations with a forbidden male relative, he is also disqualified from the kahuna. He may not, in this case, eat truma. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, as we begin to discuss how an androgynous is like both men and women. Says the Mishnah, Shavala Anashim Vela Anashim, Kate said, how is an androgynous like both men and women? Chai Val Nizko Ki Ish V'Isha, like a man or a woman, if an androgynous or his property suffers any damage, the person who harmed him is obligated to pay for the damage that they caused. The opposite is true as well. Like a man or a woman, he is liable, he is obligated to pay for all damage that he does. You damage something, you gotta pay for it. You beat, you are damaged, you gotta get paid for that as well. And someone who kills an androgynous on purpose, certainly he gets executed, he gets killed, he gets misa, be the other, he gets misa by the court to get the death penalty for that. And one who kills him by accident, it goes to one of the Are Mikla, one of the cities of refuge. When you kill someone by accident, you got to run there, and certainly those halachos apply to someone who kills an androgynous as well. Continuing in the mission of the Imo, Yosheves Olav Dam Toar Ka'anashim V'Chanashim. And just like mothers of men and like mothers of women, the mother of an androgynous sits the period of Tohar blood upon giving birth to him. The halacha is that after a woman gives birth to a boy, she is tummy as a nida for 7 days, and then for the following 33 days, as the Pesukim described in Sefer Vayikra, she sits a period of a tohor blood, which means that even if she has a flow of blood, she does not become a nida on a Torah level. A woman, however, who gives birth to a girl is tummy for 14 days, and as the Pesukim describe, she's in a state of tahara for 66 days. So our Mishnah is teaching us that a woman who gives birth to an androgynous must always follow the stricter halacha, whether it is the law of giving birth to a girl or the law of giving birth to a boy, because the androgynous could be either a male or a female. Therefore, if she is tummy for the longer period of 14 days, like the mother of a girl, and then she is tahor only through the 40th day, like the mother of a boy, whose period of tahara ends on the 40th day. So since the mother of an androgynous resembles both the mother of a boy and the mother of a girl, she is described as being like mothers of men and like mothers of women. Continuing in the mission of Enochel, Bikodshe Hagvul, Ka'anashim V'chanashim, like men and like women, he receives a portion of the various gifts that are given, whether it be truma, trumas meiser, challah, and so on. Certainly anything related to that, if you're a Kohen, you get that as well. Finally, it says the mission of a ha'omer harveini nazir shezei ish v'ish harei zeh nazir, that if someone sees an androgynous and says, I am a nazir, if this person is a man or a woman, he becomes a nazir, since one of these two options is certainly true. Either he's a man or he's a woman, but she's certainly one of them, we just don't know which. But certainly that person would become a nazir in that case, because he could be a man or a woman. So that's what we learned today in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. We learned how an androgynous is like a woman, and in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, we learned how an androgynous is like both a male and a woman. Have a great day.